Padres drop heartbreaker at Wrigley as mild July 4th weekend takes shape. The San Diego Padres fell 3-2 to the Chicago Cubs in Game 1 of their Wrigley Field Road Series Monday night, with closer Mason Miller surrendering a walk-off single to Seiya Suzuki in the ninth inning. Fernando Tatis Jr. drove in a run in the third inning, and the Padres collected 11 hits on the evening, making the defeat particularly frustrating. San Diego sits at 43-40 on the season, 10 games behind the first-place Dodgers at 54-30 in the NL West, with a half-game wildcard cushion. Game 2 is Tuesday at 5:05 p.m. Pacific. ESPN's win probability lists the Cubs as 66.3% favorites, with San Diego sending Sears to the mound against Boyd, who carries a 5.02 ERA. Weather over the July 4th holiday weekend will run unusually mild. The National Weather Service forecasts coastal highs of only 70 to 73 degrees Tuesday, with a deepening marine layer expected overnight and patchy drizzle and fog possible after midnight, spreading into inland valleys through early Wednesday. The below-average pattern, running 5 degrees cooler than seasonal norms at the coast and 10 to 15 degrees below average in the mountains, continues through the 4th of July itself, when coastal highs are projected at only 70 to 74 degrees. The events calendar is nonetheless full. Tuesday brings the Pacific Beach Farmers Market from 2 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 1st, features the Little Italy Mercato from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., the Ocean Beach Certified Farmers Market from 4 to 8 p.m., and the Curbside Bites Food Truck Market downtown from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday, July 3rd, the Liberty Station Anchored in Freedom Parade runs 1 to 3 p.m. on Cushing Road, followed by a free community festival at Ingram Plaza from 3 to 5 p.m. National parks are free July 3rd through 5th, including Cabrillo National Monument. On July 4th, Imperial Beach hosts its all-day celebration and fireworks over the ocean at the pier, while the UC Celebration 5K kicks off at 7:45 a.m. at Stanley Recreation Center.